If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Hello and welcome to Mainstream episode 14. My name is Gianni and joining me this week is Viv. Hello Viv, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I am very, very good. And here at Pixel SIFF, we've made our name delivering some of the best indie game coverage for games that are made in Australia and around the world. And this is episode 14 of Mainstream. And on Mainstream, we discuss some of those high profile blockbuster games that we've been playing recently from both in our back catalogues or brand new. Now, Viv, tell me what you've been playing recently. It's not the brand newest of game, but it's new to you because it's pretty much disappeared off all the shelves. What have you been playing recently?
Yes, so I finally managed to get my hands on Ring Fit Adventure.
And
what have you been playing?
I've been playing Minecraft Dungeons, which has just come out on the Xbox One and on the PC. Let's jump into it, shall we?
Sit down for a chat with your pals in video games. This is Mainstream by Pixel SIFT.
So, Viv, what is Ring Fit Adventure? I've never heard of the game before. What is it? How would you describe it?
Okay, so I guess the best way to describe it is that it is a turn-based adventure RPG that is centered around fitness. This was developed by Nintendo, and players essentially are required to physically move to perform actions like attacking enemies or healing yourself or making smoothies, things like that. And we can go on and a little bit later.
Making smoothies?
Yeah, you make smoothies. That's like instead of health potions, you have smoothies.
I love that. So how does the interaction actually work? What do you do to play the game?
Okay, so with the game card comes a ring, like a tension kind of ring, if that's what they call it. I'm not super familiar with terms, but it comes with a ring, and it comes with a leg strap. And what you do is you put a controller in the leg strap and a controller that fits into the ring, and then when you play the game, it calibrates to your strength when you push and pull the ring, and also how you jog as well. And that's how, and your movements based on that dictate how you move around in the game.
Right. So
does that make sense?
Yes, and it can kind of basically calibrate to, so if you are like a kid starting off, you can put it at a certain level, or if you're at a higher fitness level, you can put it higher. It kind of adjusts.
Oh, that's an endurance thing as well. So if you're a kid, then it'll, like, you'll measure how you jog, and then that's the jogging pattern for that said child. But if you were an adult and then you pick on the, you put on the strap and you still have the jogging patterns of the kid, it doesn't quite work out the same. Does that make sense?
Yes. All right. So it's kind of individual.
Calibrating.
So tell me about, like, how do you actually sort of play a level? Tell me what you'd actually be doing.
So this game is structured like in worlds, and at the end of every world, you beat the bad guy or the dragon. And in, as you progress through each world, you can do different courses. So there'll be some way you jog, like through gyms or through landscapes. In each world, you will typically either go through like a gym kind of thing where you do a focused activity, or you could, on one of the main ones is that you go through or you run through a particular course. So what I mean by that is that you would start the ring with the ring, and then you'd kind of run through, and any obstacles in the way, you can push or pull to kind of jump or like get to a certain point from A to B. And then in from A to B, there can be enemies.
So it is like, it's like a dungeon, is it? Is that sort of the way to think about it? Like you're doing a bit of
kind
a dungeon
of, but
run?
It's a kind of, but it's a very like linear routes. So you can have that one route and you have to jump up and down, or you have to run through it.
And how does it sort of merge some of that? Because I've seen that, like, there's obviously a lot of fantasy aspects to the way that the game is portrayed. Like, the main big bad is a dragon, but like a swole dragon. How does it kind of merge that together with also kind of incorporating some of that fitness aesthetic as well?
In terms of the narrative or in terms of...
Well, both, I guess. Yeah. How does it sort of make sense narrative-wise, and how does it sort of look?
Okay. So narrative-wise, the game presents the big bad guy, the dragon, as this very hyper-focused being that's very intent of being the very best in fitness and whatnot. So I guess it's not much of a spoiler, but in the beginning of the game, you unintentionally release Drago, and he casts a very dark influence, as the game calls it, upon the people and the things that he touches. So which kind of corrupts their soul, so they don't technically do things for the right reasons. Or like
it's just bad motivation.
It's like a comment on like toxicity in certain elements, and in this aspect it's like gaming, like toxicity in certain things, and in this case it's exercising. You know, people that go too far when they train, or they go or they take things to the extreme with their mindset and whatnot.
Interesting. So it's kind of like putting in contrast sort of those real gym junkies who do all they do is exercise, and you're trying to do it in a healthy way to kind of, you know.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So like doing it at your own, like doing it in moderation and not taking it too far kind of thing.
And it is a fitness game, so it's got a lot of physical activity in it. How does it feel to actually play the game? What do you feel like at the end of a level?
I feel like I actually feel good, because it actually does make you exercise. The ring isn't very forgiving if you try to cheat it. Like, it kind of can tell, like the IR motion kind of knows if you're trying to cheese it. So in a way, you have to do the moves to get the result or to attack properly, if that makes sense.
So there's no, like, you know, when you used to do Wii bowling and just kind of sit on the couch.
Oh, yeah, you don't just, like, you don't just throw that. You don't just, like, wave the, yeah, like, the Wii controller down. Like, there's actually very specific, like, moves that they try to get you to do. And the thing is, like, the game doesn't rush you on things. So it'll tell you to, like, get in position, and it'll wait until you're in a certain position until you can perform said action. And it'll, like, every time you have to do an action, that'll also be, like, a tip or, like,
like an tutorial?
Avatar showing you how, a quick tutorial showing you how to do said action. So that's, yeah, I really enjoy it in that sense.
So it is sort of, there's RPG elements in it as well. Can you tell us a little bit about how that all works?
All right. So you know how in RPGs you have like armor, weapons, potions and stuff for, you know, healing in general, attack and damage stats and whatnot, right? Yeah. In this game, you also, like, it's the same, but it's kind of translated into the fitness sense. So instead of armor, you get like workout outfits, like training out leggings and tops and whatnot. And then you also get smoothies, like I mentioned earlier, where you can use it to boost certain stats or to heal certain, to heal in many ways. And then there's also a skill tree, which I only recently unlocked, which is very interesting. So you can pick what skills you want to level up in, whether it be for like your arms, your abs, or your legs and whatnot. And then you can also unlock more powerful exercise moves, which in turn deal more damage.
Oh, really? So are they more challenging as well to actually pull off?
They are. Yeah, they are more challenging. Yeah. So like, for example, if I had to use the squat as an example, the squat would deal maybe like 30 damage, and then you do like a wider squat, which your legs are like sprawled out a bit more, and that will do maybe like 90 damage. And then you do like another squat where you have to raise your hands up to do it as well, and that'll do even more damage kind of thing.
Right. So to kind of build you up in sort of the moves with sort of complexity of exercise.
Yeah, it does. And it's good in that way, because you're not like you're not injuring yourself doing the harder moves until you actually get the basic form done first, like the most basic form like of a squat.
And if there's a bit of a skill tree there, does it mean that you could put all your points into arms and skip leg day?
Yes. But the game is also really good in the sense that there are like four other mini bosses. It's not much of a spoiler. It's very early on in the game, but basically there are also four mini bosses and they focus on different areas of the body. So it also encourages you as a player to not overtrain in one particular body area. So you'll have to do the arms when you fight Armando, and then you have to do your legs when you battle Allegra, you know, stuff like that.
Right. And so Is it a fun sort of repeatable loop, or do you feel like, how long is the game? Does it sort of fun to go back in and do it again?
Yeah, definitely. So I kind of take it like I treat the game kind of like a workout on top of also getting a nice narrative from it. So I, on average, will play the game for about 40 minutes a day. And because I'm constantly progressing, I'm getting new things. I'm getting more ingredients for smoothies. I'm getting new moves, and like the narrative pushes along as well. So that, like, I quite enjoy that bit of it.
Mm. So yeah. 40 minutes a day, that sounds like a relatively reasonable thing for people to put in, quite a good fun. Who would you recommend this game to? Who's the best person to play this game, or who do you think will get a real kick out of it?
Well, first of all, I'd recommend it to anyone who owns a Switch, because otherwise the game is kind of useless. Second of all, because of the COVID restrictions, I'd say anyone that wants to pick it up or is interested in kind of like a game, like an exercise type of game, should pick it up, because it actually does what it claims to do, which is, to work you out and whatnot. I wouldn't recommend it to someone who already knows quite a lot about fitness and can actually, gyms regularly and whatnot, because like this game is like the softer version of that, if that makes sense.
It's sort of like your entry pathway into that.
It's an entry kind of game. So So the entry level person is who I'd recommend this to, on top of, the gameplay elements as well. So, yeah.
And, I guess obviously a lot of people have agreed with you, because it's been completely sold out in just about every single store for the since the beginning of the year, almost like that. So I guess it's one to kind of scour around if you're trying to find a copy, and maybe make friends with people in shops and see if they'll let you know when it has re-arrived back in the store. So that's Ring Fit Adventure. It's out now on the Nintendo Switch. You can pick it up there if you want to give it a go.
This is Mainstream by PixelSift.
So, Gianni, can you tell me about Minecraft Dungeons?
Yes. All right. So, Minecraft, you know what that game is. It's an adventure. It's a sandbox. You build, you take blocks, and you make whatever world you want. You're only limited by kind of your imagination, and it's quite an interesting sort of thing. Now, Minecraft Dungeons is not that. It is much more sort of, there's still a sort of random element to it. It's sort of procedurally generated. But if you think about games like Diablo, Torchlight, any of those action RPGs, that's what Minecraft Dungeon is. It's an action RPG. You are a single character. You can team up with your friends as well, and you can run through dungeons, and you're fighting waves of enemies. And the enemies are ones that you would have seen in the game of Minecraft. So there's zombies, there's creepers, there's endermen, there's all of these things that are in there, and you kind of work your way through these worlds. There's a sort of a loose story as well that kind of ties all these worlds together. It's kind of like, it's basically a good sort of first step into the world of games like Diablo.
Okay. So I guess my first question is, does this still like tie in with the kind of sandboxy aspect as well? Like, would you still say build a house at the outside? Like, how does that work?
No.
Or is it a completely different game?
It doesn't actually. No, it's completely different in that sort of aspect. So like Diablo, when you play those games, the town that your sort of home base that you're at kind of builds up over time as you develop it and move through the levels. So you unlock things and it gets better and better. So that sort of stuff does sort of evolve, but it is much more of a straight up and down action RPG style game there's customization in it, and there's things like you might remember from the main Minecraft game like enchanting, as well. Mm-hmm. So that's in there, but they work in a different way. So it is it's an RPG. In fact, there's levels in there. You don't kind of increase your personal stats, really. There's no sort of stats like that to yourself. It's all based on gear. And the gear that you get kind of determines what you're able to do. So in that, there is a number of different... So you basically have got one sort of melee weapon, which can be a sword, it can be sort of scythes, it can be spears, all of that sort of thing. And then you've got a ranged weapon, which can be bows or crossbows or longbows or whatever. And then there's also usually an accessory as well, or three accessories at least. And then there's a piece of armor that you wear. And depending on the configuration of what that is and what you find in dungeons, in loot, when you're shooting enemies and all that sort of stuff, that's what kind of changes the way that you sort of play through the game. And like a lot of other those action RPGs as well, there's a very strong sort of repetitive element to it. So as you work through different levels, you can reapproach them again. So the first level you can go back to, but once you get a certain level of gear, certain level of like score on your gear, it unlocks different difficulty levels. So you get an opportunity to run it again and again and again.
Okay. So I guess compared to, what do you like about this game then compared to regular Minecraft?
They're very different sorts of games. I think in a way it's quite good because it's small segments. You run a dungeon as your character. You run it for a little while. It usually takes maybe 15, 20 minutes to finish a dungeon. And then it's finished. So you can run in those little small chunks, but if you want to extend it out, you can make it longer if you want to as well. You run another one or you do something else. So there is that sort of factor to it. I like the worlds that are being created as well. And what is really cool about the way that they've designed the worlds, it's developed by Mojang Studios, which of course made the original Minecraft as well, as well as Double 11, who've worked on games like Crackdown 3. And a number, Lego Harry Potter as well, for example. And they it basically looks like the very best type of custom Minecraft world that you're running through at the time. So what someone could do if they're an absolute genius at building a Minecraft world, that's what these dungeons actually look like. So that kind of gives me a bit of inspiration to look at the towns, the way that they're set up and go, oh, actually, I might be able to go into main Minecraft and sort of build it up. And I quite like the way that they've sort of designed the aesthetic of what it looks like.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if they even like consulted those like super builders, like, you know, those accounts where they'll have a team of people building a specific theme or like a genre in a particular Minecraft world, you know?
Yeah, it definitely looks like some of the ways, and you can sort of see that aesthetically it's set up so that it's built by the elements that you would find in the game of Minecraft. So there are a few other little bits and pieces you sort of see that are sort of like set dressing sort of items. So when you go into the cave, for example, there are these crystals that I don't think appear in the main Minecraft game, but they make it kind of look a bit more, you know, kind of fill out the world a little bit. But what I would say about this game is that it's like a really, it's a really good sort of early step into the world of action RPGs. It's much more simplified than, say, something like Diablo. There is no talent tree in the game. There is no classes. You have just basically a character that can kind of do one load of things. And it is sort of dependent on the gear that you pick up, and it sort of changes as you go along depending on what gear you've got equipped. So I kind of kept a few different weapons around and sort of changed through them as I was going. Some moments I needed the reach of a longer sword. So I changed over to a sword that was a little bit slow. I did a bit more damage but could reach longer. And sometimes I was just fighting little very small waves of enemies. So I switched over to a couple of scythes that I had, handheld scythes, and used them to kind of work my way through these small waves of enemies. So it's kind of fun, sort of complimentary. And I actually picked up something really cool, where I picked up a bow, an arrow, which every time I pressed the button, it would fire the next arrow faster. And then it also had a secondary enchant, so every fifth shot would give me a free arrow. And it was a seeking arrow that would bounce around things. So basically, I would stand in a hallway and there would just be a massive wave of enemies kind of like funneled towards me. And I would just like open fire and just take out skeleton after skeleton after skeleton.
That's pretty cool. What's the big thing that stood out to you?
What I really liked about it is it definitely touched on that sort of nostalgic experience I had of playing games like Diablo. And I think if you have kids, I think it would be a really great sort of sort of path in. We talk about sort of path in games, and we're talking about Ring Fit
like
as well.
Entry level
as well. And so I think it would be a great one for them to sort of experience that sort of game. And then as they got a bit older, they might want to move on to other games which are in the genre to kind of sort of expand out what they're doing. And I just think what I really like about it is, you know, there's a very sort of thin storyline there. It's not, you know, it's sort of, you know, this big bad comes along and it's up to you to save them, you know, save all the people from the, save all the villages and everything like that. And that's kind of it. It's nothing super complex. There's great boss fights in it like you would experience in Diablo games or any of the other action RPGs as well. So there's that in there. And it also has like, just an easy, repeatable pattern with really creatively beautiful looking worlds. And it's simple to pick up. You can play it on a controller really easily. There's a lot in there that helps you as well. If you just fire your bow and arrow without aiming, it'll automatically target the nearest enemy, which is really good. Or you can be more granular if you want to specifically shoot things in a particular way. It's a distillation of the form of the game in a way that I think makes it quite accessible. And it's, again, that really great entry level into the genre.
Who would you recommend this game to then?
I think... Honestly, I think anyone. Like, it is really... I kind of put it in the same category as you would think about almost like a mobile game in a way. You know, it's something that you can play that is low level. Like, it doesn't require much of you. It doesn't ask.
Would it be easy, like, to pick up? Just kind of, like, pick up and put down as well?
Yeah, absolutely, which is kind of how I've been doing it. I'm sort of sneaking in little bits and pieces here and there outside of other bits of work or outside like that. Mm-hmm. So it is very sort of pick up and play. And I think if you are sort of time-pressed and you want to play a game like that, it's really good fun for that. And the other option is you can play it on the Xbox, you can play it on the PC, but it's also available on the Switch as well. So you can play it portable mode. So, you know, in that way, it's kind of that perfect sort of pick up and play sort of game. And then, you know, it would be fun as well because it's got local multiplayer. If you took your Switch over to someone's house, for example, or you wanted to play with someone online, you can sort of pick up and play and they just sort of drop in and go.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's got that sort of great sort of social aspect to it. So what I'm looking forward to is once a few other people kind of get into it, running a few of these dungeons and just using it as an opportunity just to chat to people while you're doing it. And, you know, it's pretty low stakes as well. It's quite forgiving if you die. You've got 3 attempts at a level before you have to restart, and that's really quite handy. It's just a really fun, sort of self-contained, nice little story in the world of Minecraft if you're interested in that sort of that aesthetic and that sort of thing. And, you know, maybe what it might mean is you play a few rounds of that and then you go, actually, Minecraft is really good fun. So you go back and play a bit more of that as well. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
That's good. And I know you briefly mentioned this before, but where can anyone pick the game up?
Yeah, so available on the Xbox Game Pass. You can play it on Xbox One or you can buy it outright. It's also available on the PC and on the Nintendo Switch as well. So available on those 3 platforms. I played my version on the Xbox One. I've been playing it there, I could see it being very, very good fun on a portable platform as well. So, and thank you to Microsoft Game Studios for providing us a review code for Minecraft Dungeons. And you can check it out online by heading to minecraft.net.
You're listening to Mainstream by PixelSift.
Visit us on pixelsift.com.au. This has been Mainstream by PixelSift. It's what video games the PixelSift team have been playing and what we've been enjoying in the last couple of weeks. My name is Gianni, and thanks for being part of episode 14, Viv.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Mainstream theme music. Now, Viv, if people want to find you on Twitter, where can they go to see all your good tweets?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not very active, but if they would like to, they can find me on Twitter as @colorsupply, so colorsupply.
And I'm on Twitter at @G_DI_G. And you can give PixelSift a follow on social media as well. We'll post what we're doing, what's been made recently, all of the great stuff. That's @PixelSift on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just give it a search and you should be able to find all of our stuff there. And if you're interested as well, we've got a Discord server. We'd love to have you be there and tell us what games you've been playing recently and what stuff you're most excited to check out next. You can find out more about the PixelSift Discord server by heading to pixelsift.com. pixelsift.au/discord and just head over there to be part of it. pixelsift.com.au/discord. And if you like this, we've got another podcast as well. It's just called Pixel Sift, and we talk to game developers about what it takes to make games, and we learn all about creativity.
We've got heaps more for you to check out on our website as well. So be sure to head over onto pixelsift.com.au for videos, articles, and much more. That's pixelsift.com.au. Like what you heard? Well, why not tell a mate who you think would like it as well? Tell them you can find us on any podcast player of choice.
That's it for Mainstream for this time. Until next time, have fun.
Have fun.
If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.